I only have half an hour tonight to share a brief overview of the book of Revelation.
Amen.
We just read a few verses, and I particularly enjoy verse 3. Mm-hmm. Can we read again?
Yeah.
With our spirit.
Amen.
Blessed is he who reads and those who hear the words of the prophecy and keep the things written in it. For the time is near. Blessed is who? He who reads and those who hear the words of the prophecy and keep the things written in it. So I think everyone here tonight, you are blessed. Because we are here to read and hear these words. And would you pray that the Lord can give us mercy that we can keep these words. And tonight, Because we have so much to cover, and we need to dive right in. And because this is the first of the seven Bible seminars, so the beginning part, we're going to share on the brief bird's eye view of the book of Revelation. How about we all read the title together of message one? Unveiling the mystery in the book of Revelation. A bird's eye view of the book of Revelation. We know that the book of Revelation has been a source of quite a lot of curiosity. And actually, many Christians are scared to read this book because our impression is that all that the book of Revelation talks about is the Great Tribulation. Isn't that scary, right? And many other saints, many other Christians, or maybe even many unbelievers, come to this book. And then they found out that, oh, maybe all these movies out there, and maybe all the Left Behind series books, are real or not. Tonight, we want to say that the book of Revelation has been pretty much closed to many of God's people. However, through the ministry of the age, this book has been fully open.
Amen.
So tonight we want to share based on the Recovery Version Bible and the footnote. So after my presentation, there will be another 10 minutes introduction on the Recovery Version Bible.
Amen.
And this Bible really expounds verse by verse all the riches in God's word.
Amen.
Especially the book of Revelation, it reveals to us what's in God's heart.
Amen.
So let's get right in.
Amen.
Tonight, for this half an hour, we're going to cover two things. First is, what kind of book is Revelation? And secondly is the bird's eye view of this book. So first, we'd like to see that this book of Revelation is a book of ultimate consummation.
Amen.
What do you mean to be ultimate consummation? It means that the book of Revelation is the conclusion, the completion, and consummation mm-hmm. of the divine revelation, which is recorded in the whole Bible.
Amen.
All Christians know that the Bible is God's word.
Amen.
All the truths concerning God are recorded in the Bible.
Amen. Right.
And especially the seeds of this truth are planted in the first book, which is Genesis.
Amen.
And this seed is progressively developed in all the succeeding books.
Amen.
And just like any seed, it grows, right? And eventually, you have to harvest it, right? So the harvest is reaped in the book of Revelation.
Amen.
That's why we say that the book of Revelation is a completion and consummation in the entire divine revelation.
Amen.
Because the harvest of all the truths, all the seeds planted in Genesis, and which grew in all the succeeding books, especially in the New Testament, eventually it goes into maturity in the book of Revelation.
Amen.
And how about conclusion? What do we mean by the book of Revelation is a conclusion? And we see that actually in the book of Revelation, it contains at least four major items, all of which find their conclusion in the book of Revelation. And the first thing is God's economy.
Amen.
God's economy has a conclusion.
Amen.
Without the book of Revelation, you won't find the conclusion of God's economy. And sadly, even many God's people today don't even know that our God has economy.
Amen.
Are you full of purpose for your own life? Yes, we are, right?
Amen.
Oh, how about this God? Do you think this God just, helps you and saves people without any goal?
Right.
No, our God is a God of purpose.
Amen.
And His purpose is His divine economy.
Amen.
Which is to infuse Himself in Christ as a Spirit.
Amen.
Into His chosen people.
Amen.
To be His corporate expression on the earth.
Amen.
And the conclusion of that divine economy is recorded in the book of Revelation.
Amen.
Second thing is the redemption of Christ. And I want all Christians who are genuinely saved, who are redeemed by the precious blood of Christ in this room, raise up your hand and say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Well, do you know that your salvation has a conclusion? God saves you not merely to bring you to the heavens. Do you know that Revelation 21 says that one day the New Jerusalem is going to descend to the earth?
Right.
So many Christians thinking that, oh, now I'm saved, praise the Lord, I'm waiting for God to bring me to the heavenly mansion. Well, sorry, one day that heavenly mansion will come down to the earth. So if we only know that we are saved just to go to the heaven, that's too poor. The book of Revelation tells us that the conclusion of the redemption of Christ is recorded in Revelation 1:6, because it says that Christ has made us a kingdom.
Amen.
Priests to God and His Father.
Amen.
In Genesis 1:26, God reveals His heart desire to us.
Right.
It says that God made us, right? Made us in His image and according to His likeness. And also let them have dominion over the fish in the sea and the birds in the heavens and the cattle, all the earth and all the creeping things that creeps on the earth. So here clearly we see that